But James, you are so out of practice and so out of sync with us. You're fucking not eating properly. You cut yourself off, and you can't even begin to know how to talk. Now, Chad did a pretty good thing there, and then you added something, but I still don't think you got anywhere. What the fuck is plasma? You found out it's everywhere, but what is it? Pursue that. Don't be fooled by Iron's name. Oh, we've had fun, and he tries to cut it off or whatever mode of Iron has of saying that. Ignore that. So come on. Teach me. I want to find out through you guys what plasma is.
Well, I'll just follow on from our conversation, and we can circle back, like Saki would say. How does Bob control this Oculus? What's the interface?
Oh, the tides of the moon, the spaces, the way that the well, look here, the moon goes full and then it goes left, and you say, oh no, Iron, that's the shadow from the sun. Okay, so is the sun producing the plasma that makes it go dark, or is the world getting in its own way that affects the way plasma affects your position? See that difference?
Mm.
Has it got something to do with my face being in the moon? I mean, in the sun, and that this solar system is my hologram, which I don't know how accurate that is.
No, it's the little spot on your neck. It's a little spot on your neck that you're going to go through the sun. But the sun also has exactly the same thing.
The sun is the same thing.
And that hole
affects the moon.
That hole, that plasma affects the quantitative state of the moon. Because you have to keep, the thing about plasma is you got to keep it stable, or it'll go supernova on you, right?
Mm.
Excellent. We're getting somewhere. So why are you calling the whole plasma? What is it made up of? What is it? If this whole is plasma, is that the whole sun?
Chad, no. You're leading the witness here, Bob. Chad, tell him what's the main component inside of a black hole. Well, they may not know because they've never come back from one to know, but it is an electrocharged special type of plasma. What's the temperature inside of a black hole? There you go. That'll get you a good start.
Okay.
Is that cold plasma?
We
don't know. Go ahead.
1 millionth of a degree above absolute zero.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So would it be the cold? Nope. Temperature of a vacuum. Black hole.
That's what they said, Chad. That plasma is electricity.
It contains
Bob. I didn't follow that.
It contains electricity.
All right.
It contains it.
We don't know what electricity is. And then you're talking about what contains electricity. That's even more of a mystery. So is there any physics terms that can be applied to plasma? Like quarks?
Electrophoresis.
What's that?
A type of phoresis that affects plasma.
Yeah, I heard you guys talk about phoresis. What's phoresis, Chad?
It's a method for separating components inside the blood. Like, if you want to separate out the white blood cells.
Yeah, so you're looking at the constituents of blood, and it'll help you separate them. Now, we're trying to find out the constituents of plasma, and he says it's electric phoresis. Is it a separating out of parts of electricity?
It's a lab technique.
The positive.
Right. The DNA and RNA.
The positive.
Hold it.
The positive in the other type of plasma, it removes or sorts out the positively charged atoms.
Okay, what is the other type of plasma? Why do you bring that up? What's that?
Because there are types, there's four different main types, but there's actually 1,000 types, but four main ones, just to put it in categories. That's why we said we went from the simple to the sublime, building upon some kind of level of creativity that can allow you to humans to know something and not have to think about it anymore.
Well, that was what I was calling the false premise of ratios in the private session. The false premise of ratios. That's what you're describing now. Chad, did he name the four types earlier?
We did.
They did. They listed off different types.
And what were the words?
There was hot blood, cold blood. I don't remember the other ones.
So those are four types.
Thermal, non-thermal. Thermal, non-thermal.
Okay. So he's saying that this phoresis, which separates whatever we're applying it to blood, so if you apply this separating function to plasma, you get those four types, or
you would dissolve the moon.
By investigating the nature of plasma through phoresis.
By activating electrophoresis on the moon.
Is electrophoresis a machine?
It's a process. You can use a machine to do it, but it's a process.
And did you say you need a machine to do it?
No. You can have a machine that will do it, but it's just a process. You don't have to have a machine to do it.
Okay, so you use this process, and you find a constituents of plasma, which is containing electricity, which electricity we don't know what it is, as though you can say it's electricity made up of positive and negative charges or something. Can you
so
that much
why more? Can't we just call it, so let's call it power, and that'll bring the power back from power as electricity and power in your blood, because you have a current in your meat sack body, which is also plasma, which is also power, which is also electric. It's electric. That's how you can do the electric slide. It's electric. Just
okay, you're saying plasma is power.
Uh-huh. It contains it. So we're saying it contains power.
It seems
there's power in the blood.
So what is this contain?
Well, exactly. Whole plasma is blood, and there's power in the blood. Remember?
Yeah, there's power
wonder-working
all over the
place. Power.
And it turns out plasma is the container of power, you know, love force.
And it would be the sorter of the force. Sorter. May the swartz be with you, Bob. May the swartz be with you.
What contains plasma?
Lots of things. A field.
No.
A radio control. Plasma's controlled in a radio controlled field.
So the field is the next level of the matrix. You've got.
Or love would be.
Okay. Now, can we break? Is that hard to define? Should one even bother?
No. We don't care. Whatever you want to do. It's just a
subset of love.
Now, so
what you said is plasma is a subset of love. It's an inside love, the force field.
Okay.
So
can be contained inside of plasma. Can be contained in a force field.
Correct. It is.
Yeah, force field contains plasma. Force field.
Because the moon is plasma. The first moon is plasma. But there's also plasma in that area that's not the moon. But something's containing that moon, that plasma, in a specific generalized way. Because the synesthesia has to have something to basically pitch and yaw the earth, sun going around the earth. It's the counterweight.
Ion. There's always a larger framer. Even though frame might sound too visually like a square, don't mean that, or a matrix.
Correct.
So there's always there's always matrices containing whatever you have perceived, and you say, well, what contains it? And that is an extension of thought. So all of that is thought. Plasma, blood, everything is thought. But what is thought then? Thought is engaged in human communication, human mouthing. So it comes back to the mouth.
Is
the final.
Is that like a blowjob?
Don't lose your balance. Don't lose your fucking balance. Listen, I led to the point that the word is the ultimate larger matrix containing thought. Force field, plasma, blood.
No. Mouth is the container of it. It's not.
I just said it's the container. The mouth contains all this.
But then you were saying that the mouth contains it. No, the mouth sets that. It doesn't contain it. It sets it. The mouth sets what the plasma can attach to or not. The mouth sets whether the love force field holds it or not. The mouth can undo every good and wonderful thing that you could ever contain that wouldn't have anything to do with plasma.
It's the penultimate phoresis. It can break things apart, break
the language, the word can make the blood run cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, it is the shaping. It's the final shaping. Now, is there something beyond word and thought that shapes word and thought?
The continuum.
And that's what? What's some other words for continuum? Or just say anything. Just to say, if you call it a root.
No. Calm down, Bob. It's going to be okay.
No,
you
calm
how to
down.
Do this.
I am getting somewhere.
We know how to do this.
I am
we know
getting
how to
somewhere
do this.
Here.
Well, then why are you having to scream? Then don't scream. It's okay. We're right here.
Because you're talking louder, so I'm talking louder than you. It's not screaming.
It's containing you.
You try to contain me, I'm containing you. The whole thing we're talking about.
And that's the example. Then that's the example of plasma containment. Okay.
Yeah, right. Bob's mouth has set the plasma.
I've got the biggest container mouth. That's why I'm in charge. My mouth is bigger than anybody's fucking mouth in some way that it contains.
Are we talking about blowjobs again now?
What?
Blowjobs?
Are we talking about blowjobs again now, Bob? You keep changing the subject.
that can be done. But why waste my time on that? I'll just speak. It's easier.
Okay, girls, we got a spitter. We got a spitter here. That's what's going on.
Bert's the most hypnotized of our cult. Bert, I'm doing pretty good here, aren't I, Bert?
You're showing how you do the patterns. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Bert doesn't talk about blowjobs, Bob. You know that by now. He don't get in.
You do.
Yeah,
you fucking do. See, you brought up
Oh, you forgot.
Come on, stop getting distracted. Unless that is the miming. I ask distracted is the miming of the interplay of thought, word, matrix, ultimate framer, container.
Oh, my God, the framer, container. Now he is talking about blowjob.
Atacus paresis. One of the better forms.
No. That's not paresis. That's gag reflex, Bob. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Now. Come on.
Yeah. You guys stop sliding off. Now, I accept that the sliding off is part of the process.
Did you get that, Bert? That's true.
We're illustrating what we're talking about by these digressive moves by Ion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fight over who's containing who. So,
now we're negotiating. There you go.
So if you think of the huge powers out in the sun and huge powers of plasma and cold fusion and force fields, and it comes back to your mouth, then you realize your mouth is the most powerful thing ever, and it is the root of your eternity or your not dying. It's just you say with power, I ain't going to die. You won't die if you really understand and believe that your mouth is that powerful.
Balanced by the keratin in your fingernails.
Okay. Is that...
Because otherwise that power would overwhelm you. It would overdo you. You've got to balance it. You want all power, but you got to balance it. That's like saying...
Hey, shut up. Let me respond to you saying you got to balance it. You've got to complement it. You've got to have two-ness. So... is the fingernail made up of plasma? And you might say, can be.
No, it's not. It's a regulator. It would become a force fielder.
Wait, you just said it's a regulator, and then you said it becomes a force fielder?
Mm-hmm.
See, like there, you're always going to have something outside of what you're talking about. So the fingernail has been outside of the whole plasma analysis, waiting for you to bring it in as a counter. You have to have some kind of, you call balancer, regulator.
Okay, you said some words. You said some words, now we need to respond. You just went on and on and on.
Go ahead. I don't mind being interrupted.
Okay, then let me interrupt you. So here's the rub. You have to have something to counterbalance this thing of plasma. Otherwise, everything becomes plasma. And so now the he's saying it's the mouth, it's the throat, the choke, or the regulator for this infinity position, the infinity project, the infinity principle that Bob's trying to interject. He's trying to save the show, but it's really been a sad display of nothingness so far.
Shut up!
So we're trying to...
Look at that. He normally ignored my shut up. He fucking, because it's a good strategy, he didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what you were going to say next, so you took advantage of me saying shut up. I didn't mean you to stop talking. I'm saying something else. Who knows what it was, but I was including the other. But what you
one
saying,
time, one time, one time we thought we were wrong, but we realized we were mistaken.
Yeah.
So listen, you, when we talk about something, there's always a nothing. In this case, it's the fingernails that balances the something.
Otherwise,
and maybe
the mouth
that's what the,
would overrun. Otherwise, the mouth would overrun you.
Everything
it often
would,
does.
Would overrun. Anything would overrun if there wasn't the nothing. So is that the wisdom of the yin-yang? I think you see the yin-yang.
No.
As limited.
No. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. That's a bunch of bullshit. Go suck the Dalai Lama off.
You know, maybe what's the problem with the yin-yang is that the two things, the 69, is touching each other.
They're contained within themselves.
Yeah. And you've got to have some image of a separateness. And
yes.
So maybe that's why you talk about a dot being outside of whatever you're talking about. Then outside, there's a dot. It's something not in there. There's always something that
is
not connected.
Dot. Okay. Dot is what you use to separate, like for the URL. The dot, like a .com, .adu, .org, that sets it into a whole other capacity or place. The dot is the divider or the container of that particular modality.
Yeah.
That's an
we're
example
making,
of
we're
the dot.
Great we're making great progress here, Bert. You're noticing that.
Yeah,
well. And we're going to pay Bill $20 an hour for not being here. We need to at least get something out of it.
Bob, is this all going to be one large recording?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be hard to track.
Yeah, we'll just put it up. I don't know what it would be. Well, okay, yeah. You mean, how do you make it into hours is what you're saying. I don't think it needs to be that unless the machine that Bill has to record this does it, you know? Maybe
yeah.
Bill knows how to break it up.
Well, there's only, Bert, there's only about 30 or 40 minutes of any content so far. Everything else.
Shut is up. There's lots
Bob,
of content.
Yes, and all.
We don't need your opinion. what did you say that was funny, Bert?
Something about you going off or something, Bob going off.
Oh, yeah, bunch of bullshit about me. See, the very polarity we're talking about is Bob and Ion.
Right.
Correct. The balance.
It really
the
is.
Interchange. And then yeah. They're canceled, and then there's obsolescence and retrieval. And then you get rid of something because it's stupid, and then all of a sudden the stupid thing is the secret to life.
I find it fun just to witness this. I find it fun just to witness this instead of on a tape or, you know, archive, just to be actually involved in just listening to the flow, the back and forth, the sword fighting.
Well, wouldn't you get that experience, Bert, if it was on tape? Well, why make the distinction?
It's a little, well, because I can't hit rewind to re-listen, Bob.
So
it gets you more involved.
You got to get it.
Yes. You got to really pay attention.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right. The same way Bob had to explain his conversation with his silliness from something four times to give Chad a time to get here.
That's right, yeah. Did you guys get that, the kaleidoscopic effect? That's pretty interesting.
Your dream? You talking about?
That's like,
no. Oh, you missed it probably. The fact that six were a kaleidoscopic.
Oh, by all means, do it one more time, Bob.
No, one more time. I'm not doing it. So it is hard to say. What it's close to a description of something you can't get your mind around.
Yeah. Red velvet cake. That's right.
What,
yeah,
the kaleidoscope or what we've been saying about plasma?
No difference.
The kaleidoscope.
There's no difference.
Well,
hold on.
Everything.
There's your point. There's your point.
Okay,
there is
yeah,
no
bring in your infinity. Bring in your infinity now.
Okay. that how many fractions can be between 1 and 2? How many fractions are possible?
Probably infinite.
It is. Because no matter how far you go, it could be 1 billionth and 2,
yeah.
2 1 billionth. And so it just goes on and on and on and on. But however small, there's still potential for infinity. And infinity plus 1 is still infinity. And so you have to include the construct. Sorry. You have to make sure that you have the capacity for infinity. But now you got to have a throat, a choke, or a throttle so that you can embrace the benefits of an infinite capacity. Everything is possible. Okay, so everything happens to you at all the same time. That'd be a little overwhelming.
You're explaining why we're eternal, Ion. It always can be a plus. There's always a plus or a smaller. And the smaller that you add to your life is more powerful because it's smaller.
It takes up more space. The smaller takes up more space. That's why we talk about Bob majoring in the minors. He's always looking for that dangling participle. He never gets the sentence structure. Too many subjects, not enough predicates.
Okay, Ion, so this triad between the plasma, the mouse, and the keratin in that example, that sounds similar to the cloud, the body of the human, and the monoliths would be the keratin in that example. Do those line up?
Agree.
Okay.
Agree. Because you were saying that the monoliths run the cloud, and we said no. And then we said that the humans run the cloud, and we said no. That's your interface. That's your operating system.
Chad,
the mouth is the operating system.
What was the last three?
So the second example, the last three were the cloud, like Ion's cloud, the meat sack body, and the monoliths. The monolith would act as the keratin.
No. It was crack, powdered cocaine, and meth.
Shut
Those
up.
Were the three stages.
Fuck you. No, it's fighting, fucking, and feuding. So,
that's it.
I'm talking two things. Dyad, you know. There's a something, then there's a nothing. There's the plasma, then there's the dot. There always has to be something outside. You went to three. Why go to three? Or what does that
that's
add
just
to?
How I, that's how I heard it from Ion. So you've got, in the earlier example we used, between your mouth can get away from you, and then you have the I heard it wrong, I guess. I heard Ion say
No, you didn't.
Plasma.
No, you didn't. You were given the example of the way of the triune God. It's exactly what you were doing. You did it right, correctly.
Okay. So, Bob, it was plasma. There was a balance
Chad, listen to this. There's the pattern. Ion grabs a word, triune, and runs with it for a couple of months. Then you go to another word and run with it. That's a monad. He's using the word trion to swallow anything that comes along so he can play a song.
No. Well, we can't play a song. Well, you fixed that, didn't you, Mr. Humpty Dumpty had a wall?
We have a song here. It gets played.
No, but then you got to call in and you got to make two phones and you got to have a prize.
No, you don't have to. I got it. It's in the list. It's been in the list. I found it a long time ago. So, this is why on the tiny note chart, we're trying to show monad, dyad, triad, tetrad, pentad, hexad. Whatever those distinctions are. Now, I was just saying there is a distinction when you deal with infinity. And now, Barry Nevitt, you say infinity is a visual metaphor. You know, it goes on over the horizon. Eternity is non-visual. It's acoustic or spherical or something.
No, well, acoustic may be fine, but then you're missing something that you really should consider. Cleaning this thing up. It's like Buzz Lightyear on Toy Story. It's to infinity and beyond. How do you go beyond infinity?
Acoustic. You go slip into another modality.
No.
Sensory modality.
No. You have to go to the diquark.
I don't know what that is.
There's
it's
your,
on my thing there, but wait, it's a divided.
It's your
quark
Arthur Croker. It's your Arthur Croker problem.
Right, but what, if it's a die, then it's got something and nothing.
Johnny Rotten.
Nothing. Yeah, that's all in the Croker quadrant. So what is a die quark? Mm-hmm. What is it?
Oh, that's the part that seats the homeopathic satellite squared. It seats it.
S-E-A-T-S?
Yes. Makes a place for it. It sets a laundry basket for it to fit into.
That's a container function. The diquark makes a container,
correct.
A positioning,
correct.
A placeholder. It's a placeholder for the homeopathic satellite, I think you said, right? Homeopathic
correct.
Satellite square.
Well, and that also would give you a capacity to contain the astral body. Because what good is the astral body if it's not contained?
Right. So
good to think about, but if you can't have the Marian, then you're never going to get to Los Angeles.
You see, that all thought, you know, in the Western tradition comes from the Greek. I think they argued over form and content. Form is the matrix, a container, and content is something inside. Now, that's the false premise of ratios, which is all part of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Is Eugene awake?
I don't think Eugene. So.
Yes. We got a question that's going to finish this off for you, finally, if you ever got anything finished.
I don't think Gene is here.
Eugene's there. They got to be here because they're not here. Even if she's asleep, she'll still be on the line.
She's not here.
Damn.
So let's not get distracted. She isn't here. That's that.
No, we're going to say how many layers are in her mother's red velvet cake. And the answer is 3.
Who gives a fuck about the goddamn cake? Even though that is obvious.
3.
That life is a cake.
3. Well, 3. 3. 3 layers. 3 compartments.
I think the reason people don't stick with the cake, Jed, is they invented a new technology, a microscope, or whatever they use to measure subatomic particles. That's a new container. We keep making containers that swallows up the previous environment, you know, to quote McLuhan.
Right. But what do you mean, Bob, people don't stick with the cake?
Because then we get bored with it, so we want novelty, so we make a new container. Like
no, he's trying to argue the point. He's trying to argue the point in Portal 1 and Portal 2 that there is no cake. They're selling cake. They're going for the cake. The cake so that there's no real cake. That's what he's trying to say.
That.
He ain't got quite,
saying,
he ain't quite got around
cake,
to it yet, but
no,
he will.
That's not what I'm saying, buddy. That's not what I'm saying. The people who made cake and had a good time, then somebody invented the railroad, and that took them other places where they found other foods. So the railroad was the next container that moved the previous situation, the cake, which was the content. So there's always a form and a content in every situation. Like right now, I'm the form and you're my content. As McLuhan says, the user is the content. So Bert's listening. He's the content letting me shape him. Now I can stop and then Bert starts talking and he's the container. And we're its content. And that is the endless, you could say, the ebb and flow of the moon. Or it's tactility. It's the interplay of something and something else. So we talk about quarks, Ted, because we have the technology that showed it, made a content. And then we try to fit that in our previous stuff, which goes back to the knowledge of early cooking and cakes. And I always like to be a representative of the everything, all the now. So he'll bring in technologies from older times, other times, not less complicated, times that didn't have electronic instruments, and he'll say red cake. You get that?
Okay, Bob. But you talked about the scientists create a lens to observe something, but okay, in the case of a die quark, it's only hypothetical. It's a hypothetical physics construct at this point.
Now, you know why that is, Bert? Because there's so much wealth, let's say after World War II, so much activity, and so a lot of money happened, so you had the abundance of the 1560s. So the scientists, they had to have come up with reasons, because the culture demanded it, to explain why they needed grants. So they said, we haven't got any new technology to make new containers to find new content, so let's just pretend that thinking and speculating is worth it. So they went fucking imaginary. You got imaginary particles, imaginary mathematics, right? They kept thinking,
right.
and claiming they were getting somewhere because the container now was a superabundance of electric software communism or visual space and money, not really framing everything. And everybody was like Ionsys today. They all got money. Now that, all that money that we got in the 50s, 60s is now extrapolated and formed and content itself. Now we have too many trillions and are conceptualizing now. We can't figure out what the next form is. And it turns out to be us, Einstein. We're the thing that contains everybody with the Coldplay.
Right.
So everybody capitulates.
Well, and then you got to blame Bob's mouth because he says, y'all don't have to work. Yeah. Nobody's got to work. Just calm down. Just keep typing. And then he says, fuck it. You don't even have to type no more. We're just giving money for free. And then when you give it back, there'll be enough money so I have it all. So I'm going to give you a lot of money. I'm not going to have money. You might as well not have a lot of it.
I think we just explained everything there, Pert. It explains how I contain money and how I have all the gold and all the money. Because I have a container called Coldplay.
The moon.
Nobody understands it, but it works.
Well, nobody understands AI either. Nobody understands AI either. But no one understands artificial intelligence either, but their world is now relying on it.
Yeah. It's a technology that... It made stuff and it's doing things. Just people are letting it be and claiming something's being done. But there's a crisis, you could say, at the tech body or AI level because a new technology's walked into town, or Coldplay, and so that can it has charisma, it has novelty. It can swallow up what we have. And they say, well, whoa, we can run this place with endless energy with this little fucking nothing. That and they say, let's put that in there. So they stick it into the media of the society that's already there, right? All the old media. And as Ayn says, it causes a war. You bring in a new technology, you're going to get a fight because the old technologies and their anthropomorphic identifiers with that technology will resist the new technology. That displaces.
Oh, God, now he's going to talking about the Labor Party again. He always jumps topic about midstream.
What's the you mean the U.S. Labor Party, LaRouche's party, or the British Labor Party?
British Labor Party.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But the when Ion started saying 10 years ago, all the gold was being shipped to Bob, and then lately it became all the money. Everybody owes Bob money. That's because we're the new container, and we've been a container for 10-12 years, and that's when Ion started saying all the gold was coming to me. All the wealth has to come to us. It's meaningless, but that historical archetype of gold and money and wealth that people thought was important, now is the content of the Coldplay. But Coldplay is more important, so you give all the gold and money to Bob. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
The action of implementing all these nuclear reactors, Coldplay, the effects of that and getting there is already here because there's no difference between now and tomorrow in the continuum. See? So it's already 2050 when Bob's, on record for being a zillionaire because that's how old visual space measures it. So I can say it's already happening. Do you get that, Chad? He's describing Bob's in charge. It's not. I'm not in charge right now. From my experience level, but you include the future, which is already here because we don't know.
Or the day, or the day before tomorrow.
Right, is why I'm in charge.
Right, because
but
people
we started
think
long
to,
ago
yeah.
trying to make this into a setup where all the gold in California was put in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name.
Yeah.
So there you go. Started right there.
Yeah. That was the beginning
now,
of
California's now California's broke.
Right. And nobody can get to the gold because the gold was put in my name.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an institution that's a bit ahead of this process that understands it.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say the name?
Murray Head. 1-9 Bangkok.
No? Now, that might be a cover. It might be, but the institution.
So then, this is the part. This is the part where this is
Fuck
the part
you,
where
I'm
we get louder
it.
Than you.
You're not. I'm
we get louder
it.
Than you, and we tell you to shut up.
I can't hear you. You're not loud enough. I'm still dominating. So that's another aspect. You
oh,
get willful and Clint is still.
Back here. You get Bob in charge, and in 30 seconds, he becomes a dominatrix. This is nice.
Yeah.
Chad, you know, this will make you hot. You better be careful, Chad.
I'm the most immature cult leader. And when you take over, like Bill Gates or Elon Musk, you become the global cult leader, pretending you're human. I've taken that.
And you end up in a little room having to listen to the Gator Brothers for eternity.
Yeah. So I would say that the institution that seems to be ahead of this whole process, a little ahead and understands it better than anybody, is the mountain.
There he goes again, talking about a little head. Here we go again. Let it go. He just won't let it go.
So a lot was explained there, Bert. See, basically, if we talk reasonably articulate about this and control ion, we get to say something.
Reasonably articulate.
Yeah.
That's rich.
Yeah.
And
you get to say something that sounds pretty new and concise and appropriate, and then we have to drop it to let other things.
Well, and
like
then what happens, and then what we have to do, since you're going to get a little something, first of all, you get a D-minus for not paying attention to the hour. So he's having to do his breaks now while talking and speaking, which is completely inappropriate. He's going to end up on the damn floor, and it's going to be your fault because Carolyn's going to bed. But anyway, sidebar, that's over with. That's finished. So now the next phase, you have to come into a place where you have to have an applier. You have to have a trebler, an applier and a trebler. This whole thing about infinity is how you can have compartmental complacement for the energy, the plasma, in an eternal or ethereally infinity and beyond capacity. So you have to know how to set the stage so you don't overrun it. For example, you could say, I have all the power, and the power is in my mouth, and I got a throat, and I can control that. Okay, good. No, we're not talking about blowjobs, but it does involve. They are connected, by the way. So I've got all this power. I want all the food I'm going to eat for the rest of my life. So I have no insecurity with food. And all of a sudden your backyard opens up and it's piled just as high as a truck could pile it with food. The problem with that power assertion is that you can't contain that food and you can't eat a lifetime supply of food or an eternity supply of food at one time. So you don't want it like that. You want to get it a little bit along. You want it as you're hungry and delicious things that you want as you want them. So you've got to bring that power down to control it so that you can cook your supper and not cook yourself. That's the fingernail, the control.
Very well expressed. Very well expressed.
So the trebler is the throat?
Agreed. Well, it depends on the gag reflex, but yeah.
What were the other two words, Chad? Trebler's the throat, and what's the other two words?
Well, the tongue. Applier.
What was that? What's the applier then?
The mouth.
Oh, there's a throat
the mouth
and the
is
mouth. Is there a third word?
Trebler.
No, there was
like
trebler,
the trebler,
applier.
Trebler, applier, and then on, what would be that third sort of temper? Oh, no, sorry, the trebler
tongue.
Is the throat. The tongue, okay.
The tongue.
And what's the word for that?
The trebler, we said that.
No, trebler is the mouth, is the throat.
Throat.
Can't remember which.
Mouth is the fire.
Then why are you arguing if you can't remember?
Because Bert will come in and say it. So the mouth is a plier,
oh,
the throat is a trebler, and the tongue is the third word, which we don't have. What's the third word?
The word. Okay. The word. No?
No. A trebler. It's in the world of trebler, applier, and fucking look up the technology that comes from. What's the third part?
Oh, Lord, that's rich.
Where does trebler and plier come from, Jed? Is that music?
I heard it from Ion in 2011 when we did the 4X formula.
Yeah. So somebody look up Traveler and see where they say, what technology is it attached to. And we know the only person doing it is Bert. So how are you doing, Bert? Did you get it?
Bob, it takes a little bit. I don't have the cloud technology in the world at the moment.
Well, we got to replace you. We got to get someone who's faster. Like Jean's pretty fast, but she's not here. But, you know, Phil doesn't do it. Sean doesn't do it. It's all these lazy fucking slackers who ride along doing nothing. We're watching.
Okay, well, the word travel usually means, it's another way of saying like triple. It's like 3 minutes. Treble is like triple. It's like threeness. And in music, you've got treble and bass. So, Ion, does bass fit into this?
Ion, does bass fit into this?
That's swallow, just a minute. Okay, now say it again.
So, Ion, treble usually has to do with either triple or, in the case of music, that kind of treble, like the treble clef. There's also the bass. Mm-hmm. Does bass fit into this trebler applier model?
Well, bass would be the fingernail that balances it. It would be the antiphonal side, of
what,
running
bass,
off at the mouth.
There. Is bass antiphonal, or another word you're looking for is antiphonal?
Treble is a disturbance.
The fingernail.
No.
Disturbance, but, oh, my God.
Hmm.
You having a little gizgasm? What the fuck?
Don't be distracted. It's just some idiot that I haven't muted. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. And well, if you get bored, you can always mute us. That's all. We don't mind. It don't bother. It don't hurt our feelings at all.
I know. So, Trebler is not a technology link thing.
It's the contrasting thing. It's the thing that makes contrast.
It's like a phoresis, a divider.
It can be. Doesn't have. No, wait. Now, the answer to that is yes. But wait, slow down. It doesn't necessarily have to be, because we don't want Bert coming in and cramming in a million years, cramming us down our throat that we said something that changed and the words changed and the words don't change. So not every time without fail or exception. So you got to be careful with that. Make note that there are exceptions. There will be a quiz later.
What's the applier then? Where does that come from, Chad? Hmm.
Like applying the power. It's what connects it to becoming active, to happening.
Hmm. That's efficient causality. You could get Aristotle's four causalities in there, four causes. We're trying to figure out causes of things, and that's a bunch of conceptualization that the alphabet brought in Greek culture. So that's just their context.
Okay. Bob, it's 20-1. Are you going to do Finnegan's Wake this week?
I totally forgot about that. Well, at 1 o'clock we can go till 2. Yeah, okay, we'll do that in a few minutes, in 20 minutes.
That's the thing we had to ask to make sure that you didn't get you those Finnegan's Wake.
I'm glad you totally forgot that. I'm thinking of
we're on this new program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So carry on, James. You should be with us, and you should be ready for the next point about this process of unfolding of thought about our situation, which is quite obvious.
Yeah.
The form content process.
The finer standpoints of fellatio.
Mm. So this, you said if we did some electrophoresis on the moon, it would tear it apart. Is the moon, is it made of proteins in a serum?
No, it's not. It's plasma. It is the energy, the container. It's the power side. The power's in the blood. Well, that's containing it. That would give you If you used an electrophoresis, you would dissipate the moon or fill the plasma. Because the moon has not much, the earth is the throttle for the plasma of the moon.
Okay. And
that,
so
that's a form-content relationship, James. One thing is containing the other. I don't know which is which, but...
What is the moon responsible for? The gravitational pull of the earth.
Mm.
The ebb and flow of the water. Otherwise, it would keep going and just wash over the whole earth. There'd be nothing to pull it back. Or babies couldn't get born because they wouldn't have a full moon for the hounds of hell to howl at. Bob does that sometimes. Goes out and howls at the moon.
Does it contain Bob's words?
Oh, certainly.
A holder from,
to the chagrin of many, but it does.
Indeed. And is it like Rehoboam, or is it more like the other one in the third or the last series of Westworld? There's the artificial Rehoboam.
Similar. But see, that's where AI is starting to take over. Bob, we're starting to feel like Kitty Carlisle on What's My Line. You know them sons of bitches tore down Betty White's house? That bitch didn't do nothing. Tore a damn house down. I mean nothing. Just plowed it under. It's the craziest thing ever. It's insane.
Okay. So the moon is represented by the spot on Bob's neck, or is that the sun?
That's the sun. That's the hole in the sun. The spot on the, if you look at the sun with the right kind of filter, you notice you can see Bob's silhouette. And the little spot on Bob's neck is a hole that's in the moon. But if you have the right filter, you can see. They have pictures now that shows that hole in the moon that the Earth is going to go into spaceship Earth.
Is the plasma on the sun similar to the plasma on the moon?
The plasma and why? Huh?
Is the plasma on the sun similar to the plasma on the moon?
No. The plasma of the sun is a gamma radiation. It's a radiation.
It's the one on the moon is not a radiation.
It's a plasma. It's contained.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me say this, James. If you look at the sun and you see the little dot in my neck hole in the sun, you think that it's smaller than the sun from the eye's bias. But actually, so the little dot, the hole, is contained by the sun. But if you don't use your eye and you, quote, imagine other ratios, then the little dot contains the sun. It's bigger than the sun, so to speak. Do you agree with that?
Are you asking him?
No,
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You were talking to him.
No, I told him to shut up.
Too many pronouns.
I said, hold it, James. Let me say this. That's all. And I addressed it. I didn't say you, but I was. So I'm addressing you. Visually, the sun's bigger than the dot. So in the bias of the eye, it looks like the dot is the content of the sun, and you're going to go through the content and the containers of the sun. But on other levels of relationships with other areas and spaces, the dot may be bigger than the sun.
So the medium is indeed the message.
Yeah, the medium is the technology that makes the frame, that is the form.
That conceals the mystery landscape. That's why you can never know.
Yeah, the mystery landscape makes it tactile, and you can't tell which way it's going visually.
Oh,
and
there you go. That sex talk again.
Yeah.
So that sex talk again.
That's right. You can't hear the talk. You can't hear the interplay. Can't see which is which. So, matter of fact,
you can't hear an orgasm. That's why you have to moan while you're enjoying them.
Yeah. So the you hear, so you see something and then it melts away into a tactile interplay, so it blurs. That's, you're on your way to not using your eye. You're on your way to hearing it or touching it or moving it using your other senses. And so every now and then you'll say synesthesia to integrate, create a matrix. The matrix is synesthesia, which is some organization of the senses based on the medium.
Finally, we're getting somewhere. Bob has now single-handedly given the best working definition that only Bob could do of trying to explain what a piss hard is.
Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome, Bob.
Yeah, well done, Bob.
Elegant, Bob.
Well done, Bob.
People have been wondering that for generations.
You see that, James? I came up with the last word. Whoever gets the last word, kind of, if he does it right and it's true, he becomes the container of the previous conversation's content.
Yes.
The vessel, as it were. The vessel, as it were.
The vessel. Yeah, that's good, Bob. That was really good.
Yep. Well, let's ask
Bob.
He's number one. He's the one most hypnotized. How are we doing?
Okay, whoever's got the mucus needs some product. Y'all need some product. The Bob will send you some if you'll stop coughing.
Yeah.
This has been really good, Bob.
Yeah, it has. I think it's a
good for whom? Good for whom? Good for whom?
It's been good for Bert. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes sense, or it's aesthetically pleasing to claim this pattern of form and content. Mm. But I'm not going to walk around holding that in my mind. Oh, remember, it's always form content. You stop your mind, you ignore your mind, and then you let experience unfold something. Right? You don't impose the thought. It was a good ratio.
You don't stop at that thought. Exactly.
Yeah, you kind of stop the thought, or you don't need it. Now, if books just came in, the guy says, "Holy fuck, I could write a book and get paid, and I won't have to work here or something." So you write a book in 1533, you know? And then you get everybody all involved in the book. So then movies came along, and they made a movie, and they made a TV show and a radio show, and so now people are trying to figure out how to capitalize on blogging or what is that technology, Chad? You talked about the thing that makes an instant novel.
ChatGPT.
Oh yeah, chat. Yeah.
What's it called? Chat what?
GPT.
So you have to say GPT.
The letters GPT.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
Just remember, Bob. We figured out what GPT means. Google picks trash because it makes Google out of work.
Right. Yeah, Google picks trash. So you go ChatGPT. That's the new technology. So a lot of people are sitting around trying to figure out how to fit that back into the money-making world, the old world.
Yep.
Then they make $1 trillion and they can claim they're the container like Musk is doing now. And, now that probably doesn't work anymore.
Container
wars. For some reason, that the Coldplay is the most important invention today.
They're trying to open AI. They haven't done it yet, but that's what they're trying to do.
Are we opening AI with the cloud or with our Coldplay?
Well, that's up to you. We hope not.
Hmm.
To open AI means to be able to frame it and control it?
Well, that's the problem. That's the model for the dialogue. If you open it, you can't put it back in the box. You can't unsee it. You can't unhear it. You can't unknow it. You can numb the pain, but you still have the PTSD from it.
Yeah, that's the... the evergreen story, but the final Armageddon's that make a technology that makes you realize if we implement it, we forget everything we ever knew. So people are looking at ChatGPT to see how they can survive its opening. or application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they're all, what's interesting about us, we've been around for 10 years with the Coldplay, and there's been resistance, but there seems to be a decision now, an acceptance, we can't stop the takeover by these guys. They've got something that nobody else can compete with. So they're capitulating to us.
It's a fait accompli.
Yeah.
And, well, and I would almost say, 92%.
Yeah,
92%.
Not completely. They're still trying to figure out how to fucking trip us up. But
yeah.
They're being a little more passive about it, you know, hiding that they're looking for. Yeah, when I get invited to the White House for fucking dinner or whatever they fucking do to present you, that's a tricky situation because you know there's going to be 15 fucking corporations determined to nail me in the washroom, poison me, all kinds of shit will happen, right?
Haven't they already tried that?
Yes, yeah, they've done it to JW a lot and to Trump.
Yeah, I mean, they've had 12 years to have, you know, have a snipe at you.
Yep, they have. They've been doing it. But what happens if they then move to the next level and they say, you won, come on in, and we'll bestow the American Medal of the Kennedy Center on you, like they did with everybody else.
Yeah. They're going
to
have to meet you on
your turf. They're going to fucking do something there to try to control me in some way. Maybe just kill me.
We're going to invite Oakley and Stedman, and she's going to lick you in the face. You'll love it.
You're going to drop dead. What I could do is walk in, and then they introduce me and Carol, and then I just drop dead. Or pretend I'll fake a death, and then I can get the hell out of there.
That'd be good. That'd be good. You mean like John F. Kennedy?
Yeah, like what Kennedy did. He hated being president. His father was forcing him to do it, so he got out of it.
Well, he couldn't. His father forced him to do it because look what happened to Rose, and he was just trying to run his scotch.
Yeah. Got complicated. His success gets complicated.
They're killing Kennedys.
Look at Musk. He's there twittering and arguing with everybody now.
Who's he?
Elon Musk. He's on there. Look at Ed's blog, and
He's just a new guy. You probably hadn't heard of him. He just sort of Johnny come lately.
But the point is, every day, Ed's posting remarks he makes to various people criticizing him.
Yeah, I've seen them.